When you bundle your renters and auto insurance with Progressive, you could save money, but it doesn't cover any terrible memories living rent-free in your head.
You remember that time you were singing in the shower, and then you heard a knock on the wall, and then you realized that your bathroom shared a wall with your neighbor's bedroom, and all you could do was stand there silently, thinking about all the other things they may have heard in the 4 years you've lived there? Yeah, good times.
Sorry, we can't save you from that memory, but we could save you money bundling your renters and auto insurance with Progressive. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Renters insurance and bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Welcome to the Todd Starnes Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
Well, hello America, good to have you with us today, Todd Starnes, in our beautiful broadcast bunker in Memphis, Tennessee, broadcasting border to border, coast to coast, across the fruited plain. I just opened up my email. I've really got to stop doing that before the start of the program. I just got a message from someone named Bill Kelly, not a big fan of the show. Starnes, you're a crap stain on the face of Christianity and a Pharisee. I want to see your sick and twisted version of Christianity get flushed to hell where it belongs. Well, and a good day to you, sir. A good day to you. Folks, we got a lot to get through today. We have some really staggering and shocking developments coming out of the White House, and we'll get to that. A lot of intrigue on the Democrat side. Our good buddy Congressman Jim Jordan's going to be here in just a little while, and looking forward to chatting with him. Last night, something pretty disturbing happened on Capitol Hill, and we need to talk about this because there is trouble in the Republican Party. Now, we know that the Republicans are known to go wobbly, no doubt about it. And yesterday we had 14 Senate Republicans led by John Cornyn of Texas go wobbly. They sided with the Democrats and they are pushing through this anti-gun, this gun control legislation. Now, what's fascinating about this legislation, there's really nothing in the legislation that would have prevented the most recent mass shootings. None whatsoever. Now, look, I don't have a problem with background checks. I don't have a problem with exposing a child's juvenile record. I think those kinds of things are important. The problem I have here with this gun control legislation is the red flag law component. Now, under the plan that the Republicans signed on to, these Republicans in name only, they agreed to provide block grants to allow states to set up these red flag laws. What does this mean for you? Well, this is the open door to your gun safe, ladies and gentlemen. Now, the Republicans will tell you, and Mitch McConnell, Senator Turtleface himself from Kentucky will tell you that, no, this is all about stopping the mass shootings. But that's not true. This is the Trojan horse. This is the opportunity for the government to go in and to confiscate your guns. Now, there are going to be a lot of Republicans and moderate Republicans out there who say, that's Starnes, that's a load of hooey. You're speaking out the wazoo. But that is not true. And we have evidence to back up what I'm about to share with you. This is the evidence that we need to be talking about. So a couple of weeks ago, there was a story out of Virginia where a man who complained to his school board about the transgender bathrooms got a knock on the door from the FBI. Somebody called and complained about him. This guy, a law-abiding citizen, he was engaging in his First Amendment rights. He went to his school board, he raised his issues, and went home. Somebody filed a report. They come knocking at the door. What did they do? They confiscated this guy's weapons. He hadn't been charged with a crime. He hasn't done anything wrong. All he did was speak his mind at a local school board. Now, Governor Tom Wolf of Pennsylvania, and this is from ReclaimTheNet.org, they shared the Twitter messages. The Pennsylvania governor shared an infographic of how citizens posting photos of guns on social media could lead to the court confiscating your weapons. As a matter of fact, just in case it's not clear, and by the way, we're posting this on our website, Governor Tom Wolf on his official Twitter page posted a graphic. And he explained this is how the red flag laws work. You write something on social media, you post a photo of a gun, you post a cryptic message. Guess what? Somebody's going to show up at your front door and take away your guns. And here's how it works. This is Jane. They use a woman named Jane. Jane's social media contact, Randy, posts photos of guns and cryptic messages. Jane calls the police. The police petition the court to remove Randy's guns. The police provide evidence that Randy is a danger to himself or others. The court agrees and temporarily removes Randy's weapons. Folks, this is a Pandora's box that the Republicans are opening here. And you better believe, and especially in left-leaning states, that this process will be abused. But again, none of the proposals would have stopped what happened in Uvalde, Texas. As a matter of fact, the proposal says nothing about what happens when the police show up at a shooting and are too scared to stop the shooter. Nobody addresses that in this legislation. Nobody says anything about what happens to the police when they are derelict in their responsibilities and their duties. Nobody says anything about that. So look, Senator John Cornyn and these renegade Republicans, I've got their names on our website, and I hope that you take the time to pick up the phone today and call these senators and give them a piece of your mind about their attacks on our Second Amendment. Now, I'm going to say something here, and it may rankle a lot of Republicans, but honestly, I don't care because it needs to be said. How many times have these Republicans been out there campaigning, making all these promises to us? They get to Washington, and what do? They bow down and they worship and kiss the feet of the Democrats. It happens over and over and over again. I mean, it's not even surprising. It's almost like, I don't know, I feel like the relationship is like a battered wife syndrome, right? Where you keep getting smacked around and you keep going back to the party. That's exactly what the Republican leadership is doing to us. Time after time after time after time. And they don't care. Now, the Democrats, they get out there and they campaign on things like, you know what? If you put me in office, we're going to take away everybody's guns. If you elect me, we're going to attack conservatives on social media. We're going to shut down their voices. If you elect me, we're going to put little boys who identify as girls in your daughter's bathrooms and shower stalls. And you know what happens? As ludicrous as those things are and as outrageous as those things are, guess what happens? When they get elected, they follow through on their campaign promises. Let me ask you a question. Just think about this. John Cornyn. If John Cornyn, the Republican from Texas, if he actually campaigned and said, you know what, folks, I'm a Republican. I'm a God-fearing Republican, but I think we need to ban guns in America. How many Republicans in Texas do you think would be voting for John Cornyn? By the way, there's a report out. John Cornyn, and this I believe is coming from Axios. John Cornyn says that amnesty is next on the table. So let me ask you, and I'm not surprised by that. I'm really not surprised. I'm not surprised the rhinos would rather put the well-being of the legal alien ahead of the law-abiding, tax-paying American citizen. I'm not surprised by that. We kind of expect that with this brand of Republican. But here's what really kills me about these rhinos. They expect all the rest of us to bow down and worship them. They expect all of us to just sit down, shut up, send our campaign dollars in and donations, and just deal with it. Just suck it up. And then when the conservatives get in charge, all of a sudden we become the bad guys. But for the rhinos, it's always their way or the highway. For the rhinos, if they don't get their way, they'll sabotage you. They did this to Donald Trump. They did. Every single day of his presidency, the rhinos did that because their person was not picked. Who was their person? It was Jeb. Jeb Bush was their guy. No, it wasn't Ted Cruz. It was Jeb. That's who they wanted. So this is where we are right now, where you have John Cornyn of Texas. And again, going back to John Cornyn, look, if he is anti-gun, that's fine. It's America. Be anti-gun. But at least be honest with your constituents. Go out there on the campaign trail. And I would just like to see these rhinos be honest. I mean, these are really despicable people because they're not honest. Go out on the campaign trail, you 14 rhinos. Go out there and say, you know what? I'm a Republican and I want to take your guns away. Go out on the campaign trail and say, I'm a Republican. I want to give amnesty to every illegal in America. You know what? I would respect you at that point. And yeah, I know you're a far left lunatic, but at least you're honest with your voters. I mean, we're talking about 14 individuals who are dishonest. And that's a problem. I mean, even Liz Cheney is conservative on the issue of guns. I mean, come on. Jeezaloo, America. So here we go. And this is a tough one here, folks. I mean, it's a tough one. But all you people out there, you're going to have a decision to make in the fall. Who do you vote for? I mean, you just think about this. You've got an anti-gun Democrat and an anti-gun Republican. Who do you vote for? By the way, you want to talk about getting snookered? Dr. Oz? Axios made an interesting observation about old Dr. Oz now that he's the official nominee. The Trump-endorsed candidate, by the way. Old Dr. Oz, who spent his entire life being anti-gun. Dr. Oz, who spent his entire professional career endorsing transgender reassignment surgery, and they came out and told us, no, this is the guy. Dr. Oz is the gun-toting, Bible-clinging Trump conservative. This is the real conservative. Axios now reporting that Dr. Oz has stripped all of the Trump verbiage from his campaign platforms. What does that tell you, ladies and gentlemen? It tells me that if Dr. Oz was in the U.S. Senate, we would have 15 Republicans we'd be talking about, not 14. So what do you do on Election Day? Do you cast your ballot for a Democrat who says they're going to keep their campaign promises, or the rhino who breaks their campaign promises? Who do you vote for? I've got to tell you, and this is probably the saddest thing I've ever had to say, but those far-left Democrats, the ones who go out there and want to destroy America and campaign on that, and then they get elected and they deliver on those promises, those Democrats are actually more trustworthy than those 14 rhinos who betrayed Republican voters. This is not about, and hear me, ladies and gentlemen, this is not about guns. This is not about amnesty. This is about keeping your word. That's what this is about. It's about keeping your word. And if we can't find Republican candidates who can keep their word, then we may as well just pack up and call it a day. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Our website. And again, we've got all the names listed. You can call and you be polite, be nice. You don't have to go to, you don't have to go full-blown, Joe Rogan on them, but just get your point across. We elected them. This is the Todd Stern Show.
There's no doubt the nation is facing a financial crisis because of the Biden administration's economic policies. Hi, this is Todd Stearns, and no doubt our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. Now, if all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It's real, physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold, and they can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship the gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Did you know $1 million worth of gold can actually fit inside a shoebox? Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com.
Let the message from this committee hearing to Republican senators be astonishingly clear. If you back red flag laws at some reflexive response to some emotion that you have, you betray your voters. You are a traitor to the Constitution, the Second Amendment, the Fifth Amendment. You do nothing to make mass shootings less likely. And you put a target on the back of your constituents to be subject to bizarre proceedings that you wouldn't see in any other type of circumstance that has a profound impact on your rights. And these will be abused. They are being abused. I think there's some that would probably red flag some of your colleagues in the Senate. How long until the conversations about kicking Senator Hawley off of aircraft turn into conversations about taking his guns away? You see, this isn't just about guns. It's about power. And what the Democrats want is to ensure that the government has the power to take your guns away without giving you due process. And shame on any Republican in the Senate that would pave the way to that type of deprivation of our liberty and our constitutional rights.
Yeah, that's Congressman Matt Gaetz, and he's absolutely right there, folks. This is a dangerous path we're all going down because they will use those red flag laws to attack all of us. By the way, here's a turtle.
Well, this time is different. This time, the Democrats came our way and agreed to advance some common sense solutions without rolling back rights for law-abiding citizens. The result is a product I'm proud to support. It will send more direct funding to community behavioral health centers and for mental health in schools.
Well, what the Republicans did last night was give the Biden administration their first, and I do mean their first, major political victory as we head into the midterm elections. Do you feel betrayed by these rhinos in the U.S. Senate? 844-747-8868. Let's go to Alabama. Big election primary, a runoff there yesterday. Mo Brooks not doing too good. Phil, welcome to the program.
Oh, Lance, I tell you, I may have to get my nausea pills, Todd, after just hearing that cut you played by Mitch McConnell. Oh, my word. Anyway, I am very disappointed. I tell you what, I heard you say a little bit ago, Todd, that, you know, you voters are going to have the decision to make this fall. Alabama voters had a decision to make last night, and they struck out big time. I cannot believe that they return, that they're going to send Katie Britt to the Senate for 6 years. It's 6 years. And she is nothing but a rhino. She is Richard Shelby all the way, bought by all the lobbyists. And how are we going to win this battle when we keep sending John Cornyn's and Mitch McConnell's, and now we're going to have Katie Britt from Texas? Isn't that going to be a wonderful rhino club?
Well, and not to mention Dr. Oz, you know, if in fact he can pull off a victory there. And Dr. Oz, it looks like, based on the reporting, he used Donald Trump, and now he has thrown Donald Trump to the wayside.
Yeah, and see, here's the thing that's frustrating to me, Todd, is I do not understand. I know he likes to go with winners, and Katie Britt was leading the polls for 2 weeks. I do not understand Donald Trump endorsing Katie Britt and then saying he's trying to drain the swamp. That makes no sense at all.
No, it doesn't, Phil. And I understand the animosity. There was some bad blood between the president and Mo Brooks. I get that. But at the end of the day,
I was at the rally. That's old news. That's old news.
Well, you know? Exactly. Exactly. It was old news. But the fact, the fact is, you know, the better person did not win yesterday in Alabama.
No. Mo was endorsed by Ted Cruz, Rand Paul. It's just unbelievable.
Well, Phil, based on what happened yesterday, we've got about 10 seconds here. Do you feel betrayed by these rhinos who supported this gun grab?
Oh, yeah, big time. I feel betrayed by the whole mess.
All right.
I'm ready for torches and pitchforks. I'm sorry.
All right, Phil, got to run. Hang in there in Alabama. What say you, ladies and gentlemen? 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Coming up, your calls, and we've got some weird news about a weather guy who's being attacked by a cancel culture mob. Speaking of torches and pitchforks, we'll be right back, America.
If you are looking for MyPillow, you will not find it in the big box stores. And the reason why, it's pretty awful. MyPillow's been canceled by the cancel culture mob. And that's why Mike Lindell wants to sell directly to you. And that comes with some great savings. You're going to be able to get the lowest price in the history of MyPillow for their classic standard pillow. Normally $69.98, now only $19.98 with the promo code STARNS. MyPillow does more than just pillows. They have over 150 products, everything from sleepwear to slippers, even doggy beds and human beds. Go to MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. And use the promo code Starnes or call 800-544-8939. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes or call 1-800-544-8939. Use the promo code Starnes.
All right, folks, I love iced tea, and it's like, what, 100 degrees out there today, so, you know, I got to have some iced tea. One of my favorite iced teas, brand new sponsor to the show called Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea. They're having a super summer sale. Buy three, get one free. I drink a lot of tea, folks. I guess, Grace Baker, I guess you could say I have a drinking problem.
Yeah, but it could be worse.
It's a good, yeah, trust me, it could. But yeah, I'm a good Baptist teetotaler. I love my iced tea, though, the house wine of the South. Life Change Tea is pretty incredible. It's all natural. The right combo of 12 herbs comes in three delicious flavors. Natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. I'm a peppermint guy. Life Change Tea has been around since 2007, made right here in the USA. It's super easy to brew. What you do? You put it in the fridge, and you drink it every day. Get a frosty glass, some ice cubes. Woo, it's so refreshing. Folks, Life Change Tea, all you have to do is go to GetTheTea.com to order yours today. That's GetTheTea.com. Type in my discount code, Todd10. That's Todd10. You're going to get an additional $10 off plus free shipping. Look, that is $50 in savings. GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code Todd and the number 10, and you're going to be feeling cool this summer. All right, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Program. We're always honored to have you with us. We've been following, and hang tight if you're on the lines here. We have had a very bizarre story that originated in Memphis, Tennessee, my hometown, and it has now gone national. And it happened during the NBA playoffs when a local, very popular, beloved meteorologist made a comment about an NBA ball player. I want to bring into our studio today our good friend. He is the chief fill-in guest host of the Todd Stearns Show. He hosts his own program on KWAM, our flagship station, Tim Van Horn. Tim, good to have you with us.
Todd, it's great to be here. Thank you for having me in. It's just another hot day in Memphis. A good day for iced tea, for sure.
Yes, it is. And use that discount code, Tim, if you're going to get it.
I will.
Let's talk about Joey Sulopek. Now, you know Joey. You were a meteorologist, your weather guy here in the Memphis area for a very long time before switching over and doing the right thing and coming to radio.
Exactly. Exactly. I've known Joey for over 20 years. We did not work at the same station, but I would see him at conferences. I would see him locally, and he's always been professional. He's the kind of guy that will walk up and ask you and know, you know, your family's name, how they're doing. He's the kind of guy that you want in the market.
So he's a good guy.
Very much so.
So he's a big Memphis Grizzlies fan. And, of course, there was a lot going on. It was a pretty tense rivalry between the Warriors and the Grizzlies. And he wrote a tweet.
Yes, he did. And this goes all the way back to May 7th. And this was when the Grizzlies were in the second round against the Golden State Warriors. And Draymond Green is a troublemaker on the court. He runs his mouth a lot. He'll push, he'll nudge, whatever he can to get an advantage. And one of the Grizzlies players had just gotten ejected for the first time that they had mouthed off to the official. And Joey writes, chew on this, Draymond runs his knuckle-dragging open mouth all game long, but mild-mannered Kyle Anderson disputes one call and gets ejected. Next level jackassery. That's it.
So basically, he was saying the guy's a Neanderthal.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, the local sports guy for the commercial appeal got a hold of that tweet and turned it into this big racial controversy that literally went nationwide. I mean, everybody was talking about poor Joey Sulopek, who in the aftermath apologized. He should not have apologized. He did nothing wrong, and then deleted his account. He should not have done that. He did nothing wrong. And then the TV stations get involved, and tell our listeners what happened at that point.
Well, at that point, you get the boilerplate. On Saturday night, one of our staff members made a comment, we do not agree with blah, 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 blah. This is going to be under full investigation. Well, here we are. We're, what, June 22nd? And Joey Sulopek has no idea if he still has a job.
So this guy, and again, a family guy, he's got a wife, got kids, got to pay the bills, and he's sitting at home waiting to find out if he's got a job.
Not only that, but he's now had the stink of being essentially called a racist over a tweet. If you look at the Oxford Dictionary, Todd, knuckle dragger, and the there's one definition, a stupid or loudish person. Has nothing to do with race, has nothing to do with anything else other than just being a buffoon. The Urban Dictionary, Todd, also reminiscent of the hunched over caveman with his arms on the ground, an insult against those of extremely low intelligence or general stupidity. I hear nothing about race in either of those dictionaries, which, by the way, that newspaper writer cited these dictionaries as a source, but failed to put the actual definition in the screenshot he used against him.
So it's a setup here. And again, Evan Barnes, the sports reporter, Joey Sulopek, and this is important, he's a white guy. And they're trying to make him out like he's a racist, which he is not. They set the cancel, and the commercial appeal, the newspaper, did this. They set loose this cancel culture mob, and now the TV station, instead of standing by and defending their guy and putting him back on the air, they're leaving him just wondering, do I even have a job?
Not only is he wondering if he has a job, and I spoke with Joey recently, and he's a guy that's all about reconciliation. He thinks there's no bridge too far that can't be mended. He's a guy that, and I don't know if I'm man enough to do this, if they were to hire him back, can you imagine going into that building wondering what everybody in that building thinks of you behind your back? And I'm sure that there have been coworkers that have maybe reached out quietly, because in the media, if you were to back Joey Sulopek, you might as well go ahead and pack your office supplies and get out if you do that openly. But can you imagine going in back to a building where you have been labeled a racist, nobody had your back publicly, how awkward that would be, let alone can you even get the stink of being called a racist off whether or not it's true? It's not whether or not he is one, it's the seriousness of the charge with the liberal media.
And Evan Barnes, the guy who made these accusations unfairly in the commercial appeal, is a black guy. I mean, if you're going to, because they're all going out there saying, well, Joey Sulopek, comma, white guy, it's important to also identify the skin color of the attacker in this case. If you're going to play that game, you got to play both. You got to do it. You got to do it right.
And on top of that, let's talk about the other player that Joey was defending in the tweet. Also a black man. So
that's right. So there you go. So here we are. You made an interesting point, though, today, because, again, this guy, folks, is a victim of a cancel culture mob. And we see this play out all over. I was just sort of surprised to see it happen here in Memphis. But, Tim, you pointed out something about Fox 13. They've been using a phrase on the radio, I'm sorry, on the TV. So anchors, reporters have been using a phrase that, quite frankly, is far worse than anything Joey Sulopek said.
Oh, it's amazing, and it's something that's been chanted at a game. There's a rapper here called Al Capone, and this comes from a movie, Hustle and Flow. There's a song called, or a rap called, Whoop That Trick.
So we're not talking about a magician here? This is not that kind of a trick?
No. And, Todd, I would fully expect you to know what Whoop That Trick meant, because, I mean, if there's anybody that's on top of hip-hop culture, it's you and me.
I got in trouble for rapping the theme song to Beverly Hillbillies one, so I try to steer clear of that.
My rap name is LL Kool-Aid.
LL Kool-Aid.
But you have a television station, Todd, that has set this guy on a shelf. You know, goodness knows, is he ever going to come back? Are they even going to make some sort of announcement? They are essentially ruining his reputation day by day, regardless of what the truth is. And you have these anchors that are not only going out there and saying this phrase, but they're encouraged by the station. I had a montage that I put together this morning on the show to highlight the hypocrisy.
And again, whoop that trick, and let's just try to clean it up as best we can. What does that mean?
Whoop that trick, the definition which comes from the Urban Dictionary, is when you basically slap your girl for not listening.
Slap
not being
your
a good hoe, as they say.
Sidewalk Sally. We prefer that term.
Not for being a good sidewalk Sally.
All right.
Yeah.
But so it's okay for the anchors to use that language, that verbiage on the air. But Joey Sulipec is in trouble for something he tweeted, which is pretty innocuous.
It's very innocuous. And you would be hard-pressed to find anything that has a racial component to it. And it's heartbreaking because for those that don't stand with him on this and think that, okay, well, if he's gone, then this is over with. Oh, no, this won't be the end of it. This will be just the beginning.
Well, so here we are. This guy, Joey Sulipec, has no idea if he's got a job. I understand that Cox, COX, that's the parent company of the Fox 13 here locally, they've actually put out an ad looking for a meteorologist.
That's correct. They now have that ad out there. And if I'm an aspiring meteorologist to come to Memphis, Tennessee, I would think twice about that because if you know anything about what's going on in town, how can you apply for a job knowing that your employer doesn't have your back?
It's a great point. And my concern here is the message this sends to every other, you know, reporter out there. This guy's done nothing wrong. I think it's also important, Tim, to point out that some of the most vocal supporters of Joey, and he's got thousands of people supporting him here, are in fact black.
And that's because Joey practices what he preaches. And to a person, if you follow any of the social media posts supporting him, you'll find that he has spent so much of his time. He's the first one to go to the station's school supply drive, food drive, coat drive. He's not just in the community. He's a part of it. And the listeners and the viewers, they remember those things. They know when you're genuine, and he is the real deal. It doesn't matter what Draymond Green has said. He's tried to add fuel to the fire. Steve Kerr, the head coach of the Golden State Warriors, who I'm not sure has ever met a white man he's not willing to condemn, has been a part of this problem as well. He's been part of the cancel culture, and now it's simply time to let this man back on the air, or at least give him some closure. He has earned the respect of this community, and they're not giving him one iota.
And for our Memphis listeners, KWAM, and this is our flagship radio station in the Memphis area. I mean, you guys know Joey Sulipec. I mean, you know, your thoughts about this guy. Should he be returned to the air on Fox 13, 844-747-8868? That's 844-747-8868. And, Tim, I just have to imagine that Fox 13 is going to be taking a plunge in the TV ratings as a result of what they've done to this good and decent man.
And, well, they should be. Any station should be out to serve the people, to serve the community. And if they fall short of that, then they get every bit of punishment that's going to be coming their way.
And shame on the TV station for not defending their guy. You know, Tim, I mean, you're an employee of mine here at KWAM, our flagship station, and we take care of our staff. You know, we're not going to leave anybody hanging out to dry.
No, I am at a station that has my back. I'm at a company that has my back. All you ask is best effort every single day. I mean, that's an easy standard to hit every single day. And for all of these TV stations that have these, we're on your side. We've got your back. I'm calling bull hockey on that right now on Fox 13.
Let's go to the phones here. James in Arkansas. James, you're on the air with Tim Van Horn. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, I have to go back to the old saying, you know, when they came for this group, I didn't object. And when they came for this group, I didn't object. And then when they came for me, there was no one to object.
It's true, James. And that's one of the reasons why these kinds of stories and the fact that it's here in Memphis, we've been defending people like this all over America. But, you know, we've got to be able to stand up and defend people like Joey, who, first of all, did nothing wrong. But his rights are being violated right now.
Well, I mean, I completely agree with that. And that's the thing that you know, I think the biggest thing the Democrats have done to the United States, the worst thing they've done, they've turned us into where we don't trust each other. Where if you do this, a person of color might say, well, he's racist. Or if you do that, they just naturally assume that you're this or that. And I think distrust is destroying this nation because we can't trust each other anymore because the Democrats have done everything they can to make us distrust each other.
Well, James, it's a fine point you raised, and I appreciate the call. Grace, I want us to find the newsroom telephone number over at Fox 13 in Memphis. Let's put that on the live show blog, and maybe our national audience can help light a fire under that TV station, and maybe we can help save Joey's job if that's possible.
Oh, that would be wonderful. And one last thing, how dare Fox 13 take this whoop that trick? And they have every right, you could say whatever, but how dare they do that, but then be judge, jury, and executioner and create a there that's not there by creating a definition that does not exist on what Joey Celepec wrote. How dare them? They're supposed to be journalists, not judges.
I'm just stunned that you would have a television station advocating for the beating, the whipping of anyone. I don't care if the woman is a prostitute or not. I mean, that's just inappropriate. Yeah. So, all right, Tim Van Horn from KWAM. Tim, thank you.
Thank you for always having our back.
We'll be right back.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
All right, well, that's just terrible about this Fox 13 weather guy. Just a good, decent guy. And I don't care if you're in Memphis or if you're in Salem, Oregon, or Winston-Salem, North Carolina. The cancel culture mob comes after you. You call us, and we'll help fight off the mob. And again, Grace, we got the information there on the live show blog. You can call the newsroom directly. We need to blow up the phones today, folks. Got to do it, and let's try to get this guy's job back. Let's go to the phones. Boston, Massachusetts. Connor on the line. Connor, what's going on?
Todd, I'll tell you. This is an awful story about this meteorologist. She's unacceptable. I mean, there's never like a happy medium between what is actually considered acceptable and what's not considered acceptable. You know, it's like these individuals will just come out there and they'll hunt you down and they will just go after you. And it's just like, when are we going to get to a point where we can live as a community in this country? It's like they're going to divide us one way or the other.
It's true.
One thing I will say, though, after that segment, I was happy to learn is that I didn't know you were, a hip-hop enthusiast. That's amazing news. So maybe I can get you to record maybe like my opening theme song for the show I want about, which is Cribs of the Lip.
Cribs of the Lip. I love it.
Cover all the, the rich, all the Nancy Pelosi, all the houses, Diaz, all Bernie's houses, and hopefully we'll find a network to pick it up. Well,
Connor, it's a little known story, but I was actually embroiled in the East Coast, West Coast hip hop feud back in the day. And of course, I had a dust up with Fitty once, so. That's a story for another day.
The Taurus, yeah.
All right, you've got about a minute here. Let's talk about the Civil War and the GOP.
Well, I'll tell you, it's like the GOP needs to understand one thing. It's like if we do not unify the party and we do not get everybody in order here, we are going to lose upcoming elections. It's like you never underestimate the Republican Party's ability to screw something up. And if they keep going on the civil war against each other, the Never Trumpers, the Rhinos, all of them, there's no chance for this party to succeed. It's just not going to happen. The Democrats are unified and they're ready to go, but you don't see that with the Republican Party. And it's just very unfortunate, especially with this whole Dr. Oz situation and all these new incoming Rhinos. I mean, it's a lot of problems I see ahead.
Connor, people were complaining that I was pointing this out and really about 6 months ago and saying the Republicans have to be unified. We cannot be divided. And there are efforts right now to divide this party right down the middle. And quite frankly, it may be a three-way when you throw in now you've got the gun enthusiasts who are just furious. You've got the Trump folks. It's a mess out there. And all I'm saying is we've got a country to save. Everybody needs to get on board here. Connor, got to run. Great hearing from you. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Hang tight. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
Something you probably do know. Progressive can not only offer you a great price when you bundle home and auto, they offer you round-the-clock protection. Something you probably don't know, the average oak tree branch can hold 70 pounds. Something you probably do know, your neighbor is building their kid a treehouse. Something you probably don't know, a falling treehouse would take out your whole fence. Bundle your home and auto with Progressive and get more than a great price. Get round-the-clock protection. Something you know for the things you don't know. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's it. American
Ride. Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program, now broadcasting in 135 cities across this great nation. And soon, by the way, you folks in Mobile, Alabama, are going to be joining the Todd Starnes radio family. So welcome to all of you. I normally don't go right to the phones, but we had a couple of calls regarding this weather guy in Memphis, Tennessee, named Joey Sulopek, works for Fox 13, and he has been off the air for well over a month now. He is being chased by a cancel culture mob, and folks in the Memphis area are pretty fired up about this. I want to go to the phones. We have Gigi, who's listening to us on our flagship radio station, KWAM, the Mighty 990. Gigi, welcome to the show.
Hey there, thank you.
So Gigi, I understand you're pretty fired up over this.
We are. I'm at work and we've got about 13, 15 people here who are all fired up over it. And one of the things we talked about is that the Cox Media Group has sold the station, Fox 13 station, to a new company. And we can't figure out who that is, but somebody said it's on the internet. We know a company has purchased it. So we wanted to tell you to not only light up the local station, but let's light up Cox Media Group and the new company that has taken over.
Oh, we'll definitely do that, Gigi. And we have posted on our website, toddstearns.com. We've got the phone numbers for the local local offices, and we'll definitely track down and hunt down that information.
We'll check that out, and then our question is to you, and who is paying this woke mob?
Oh, this is, Gigi, I'm telling you, it's got George Soros. It's got the odor of George Soros. It's got the odor of Antifa and Black Lives Matter and these far left Democrat groups. And Gigi, they just want to shut down anybody that has an opinion contrary to theirs. But the problem I have with this, we're talking about a basketball game, and Joey Sulopek said nothing wrong, and he's being crucified for this.
And if you look at his Facebook page, which is public, and Fox, we understand, owns that, you know, regardless of race, this city has come together to fight for him. So regardless of who you are, where you come from, and regardless of race, it is so obvious this entire city is just out there fighting for him, where this woke mob and whoever's supporting this needs to understand you can't divide us.
No, you can't. And that's the way to do it, Gigi, is to take a stand together. And you've got a radio station in Memphis, KWAM, and that's the voice. That's the mouthpiece to get the word out, to unify, to mobilize, and to fight back.
We absolutely listen to it. We love Tim Van Horn, and we thank you, Todd.
All right. Gigi, do you want to give your company a shout-out here?
Oh, Lord, no, we'd be in trouble.
All right, all right. Well, we'll keep that on the down low. But you please tell everybody we said hello and thank them for listening to the Todd Stern Show.
Okay, thank you.
All right, hang tight, Gigi. There you go. That's the way to do it. So I guess they're sitting around listening. Just don't tell anybody. All right, great to have you with us on this edition of the program. Folks, you know I'm a huge Newsmax guy, and Chris Ruddy, his team have been so kind to me, and they're making some major moves. And I was so excited when I got word a couple of weeks ago that Greta Van Susteren was going to be joining the incredible lineup over at Newsmax. And her program, if you haven't seen it, if you just like a good news program, the way it ought to be done, the way it used to be done, then you're going to love Greta's show. And Greta is on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line right now. Greta, good to have you with us today.
Thank you, Todd. It's good to be with you. These are exciting times.
And before we get into Newsmax, we have a mutual friend in Franklin Graham, and I know you do so much great work and charitable work with Samaritan's Purse and the military veterans, and I know that means a lot to you.
Well, I've been all over the world with Samaritan's Purse. I've been to Iraq a couple times, Haiti probably a dozen times, Ecuador, Cambodia, North Korea three times, Ukraine, where else? I've been all over Sudan, Liberia with Ebola. I've been all over the world with Samaritan's Purse. It's probably one of the most remarkable humanitarian organizations there is. And, you know, I see a lot of them, and I've just never seen any organization be as effective and run so smoothly, and every dollar spent so wisely, and everybody having such a big heart, always just wanting to help others. I've never seen an organization like that. The volunteers are incredible, everybody from top to bottom.
This fall, I'm excited to head out to Alaska, and I'm going to be working, I guess, volunteering. I told them I'm good at setting tables up and taking out the trash, but I'm going to be volunteering at this incredible retreat, this ministry they do for military veterans. And I know you've
Port
been
Alfred,
up
for it. Yeah. Well, yeah, Port Alfred. I mean, I've been up there probably a dozen times. You're going to have a trip of your life. I mean, because you see the most amazing people. We meet vets that, you know, they get off the plane and, you know, they've had a rough time. You know, these vets go off to war and they come home or off to some deployment. And all of a sudden, you know, their families have changed. Their kids have gotten a year older or so. Their wives have been doing all the finances and, you know, and sort of minimize their role a little bit sometimes. If it's a man that comes home, sometimes it's women who come home. Some come home with terrible injuries. Some come home with PTSD. Some come home when they run into financial risk, whatever. But anyway, Samaritan's Purse brings them up to Port Allsworth, the place you mentioned where you're volunteering for. And they spend a week that is just so remarkable. They go fishing. They go see bears. They work on their marriages. They work on their faith. They learn how to tie hooks for fly fishing. And it is the most spectacular place. And I've been there when one man didn't have any legs and he had one arm. And they have so put this place together so that even people with incredible disabilities can go to this Port Allsworth camp, Operation Heal Our Patriots. It's about 150 miles west of Anchorage, and only get there by a small plane. But they have so equipped this place so that everybody can, you know, so that these injured people physically and spiritually and mentally, so that they can all, you know, work on their relationships. It's just fabulous.
Well, I'm excited to be able to go and to serve our great military troops. It's going to be a lot of fun. Greta, I want to get to this, to your great show. You had such an incredible and have had such an incredible, illustrious career. Why go back into it? Why jump back in and why Newsmax?
Well, it's pretty simple. Look, I had a number of years at CNN, loved it. Number of years at Fox, loved it. Then Fox, well, I left CNN when AOL came in and it sort of blew up. It wasn't fun. Management shifting makes it really unfun for us workers. So I left Fox when Roger Ailes got fired and that place sort of blew up. And I had a good clause in my contract, which made it financially smart for me to leave. So I left and I went to MSNBC. Didn't have a particularly good experience there. I actually got fired after 6 months. And then worked at Voice of America as a volunteer for a number of years doing a show. And Gray Media doing a syndicated show. But I love Voice of America. It's all around the world. And I did a documentary with them on the Rohingya in Bangladesh. I've done a lot of great things. And I also had loved Gray, the syndicated show, Politics. But there were two problems with both Gray and Voice of America. number one, they were half-hour show. Now, obviously, my documentary wasn't half-hour. You can see that on YouTube, by the way. And it's really hard to develop. It's hard to be fair in a half-hour. If someone says something, you really can't give them a chance to clean it up, or you can't challenge them, because half-hour is really only 22 minutes, and you have to get to the other side of the story. So it's really hard. So it was a lot of pressure to always to be fair, and if nothing else, I want to be fair. The other thing is that being on tape is so different than being live, and my blood is just better for live. So it's a great experience for me at both those places. But I like the full hour, and I like the live, although it's back to being daily. So my life has gotten a little bit busier. But I don't regret anything I've done, but I just prefer live better. The other thing, Todd? You pay attention more when it's live too.
It's true.
Because you can't do it over. And so you're really on. You're really working hard.
I was at Fox for 15 years, and when I was Chris was giving me a tour of the New York facilities. I know you're in D.C., but it's just there's this vibe of back in the day at Fox where you're just something was happening. You knew they were building something, and you kind of get that vibe. And I got that same vibe when I walked into Newsmax headquarters. That excitement, everybody's running around doing multiple things, just trying to get things done. And it's an exciting place to be these days.
Well, there's a different, now that I've had, I had a bad experience at MSNBC. Obviously, I got fired, but besides that, but the reason why MSNBC wasn't particularly fun for me is because it was part of NBC, which has been around for 4 or 5 decades. So it was a job. The thing is that when I went to CNN, Fox, and even Newsmax, they almost feel like startups because they're growing. They're not number one. They haven't been around forever. And it's why young people like startups, is because there's it's a roll of the dice and it's exciting. And that way Newsmax has been around for a long time, but in the last year or so they've been making big changes, and you feel like you're on a great rocket.
Greta Van Susteren on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Greta, your show is it's about the news, fair and balanced. That's a phrase we used to know back in the day. What is your take on where we are in Washington right now with the polarization?
Well, it's obvious. It's both sides. I'm critical of both sides, and I have friends on both sides of the aisle, and I've been around this city for 25, well, actually more than that, 40 years. I think we've lost a little bit of our soul in the sense that oftentimes it's more about winning than what's been solving. And when you get to that point, it does get rough, because there's a lot of fighting going on. Look, if you think about it, during the Cold War, we had an enemy, common enemy. We had Russia. So, we still fought, but we had a common enemy. After 9/11, in spite of the great heartaches and everything else and the fear that we had, is that we had a common enemy, terrorism. And for a while after that, we all worked together, even to see, how much Congress worked together. Right now, we don't have a common enemy. It's almost like we just want to rip each other apart. And we're so sure that the other guy has got a bad motive and that we're so right. And that's that doesn't lead towards, healthy solutions or compromise. And I know I have family members that are very passionate, on both sides of the aisle. And, they don't agree with me on this. They just think the other side is wrong. I grew up in the Midwest, and where I think that, tends to be a little bit, at least it was, I don't know, it's been years. It's like, I want to hear what the other guy says because maybe I'm wrong. And we don't have that much in Washington. Everyone's just certain. Everyone's 100% sure of himself. And that's the problem.
6 o'clock Eastern, The Record with Greta Van Susteren. What's coming up on the show tonight?
We have a former Secretary of Education, Betsy DeVos. She has a fascinating new book about education. And, I read it and I thought, before I got it, I thought, oh, really, education? I don't know if that's cable news. Then I read her book, Chapter 10. You ought to take a look at it. If you read now, actually download the audio because it's more fun to listen to her narrate it. She talks about education in that chapter, and she talks about what can be, what we can do, how we can take advantage of. We have to disrupt the current education model because it's not working. If you look at how many, we look at our graduation rate, or you look at illiteracy, or you look at, people forcing different agendas down each other's throats. If you look at all that, it's just not working as much as, as we'd like to think it does. And it might be time that we just, step back and sort of disrupt the ordinary routine education models that we've been working with for, 100 years, and look at new ways to educate and new ways to make it good for everybody. And for some reason, her chapter 10 really caught my attention because it seemed inspirational, looking to, what we can do if we really want to. So she's on tonight. We're also going to talk about this horrible gas situation. This price is killing everybody. The price of gas, it's just awful. I mean, no other way to say it. President Biden has a tax holiday coming up, but even Democratic Secretary of Treasury under Clinton says that it's a gimmick. It's not going to work too long. And frankly, I don't know if it really makes a big difference to people if they're paying $5 a gallon of gas or $4.72. $4.72 sounds horrible to me, too.
Yes.
So we're going to talk about that.
Fantastic. Well, Greta, you know how radio goes. We got to take a break here. So it's been great to have you on. We'd love to get you back on down the road. And congratulations. Newsmax is blessed to have you on their staff.
Well, I'm lucky to be here. So there you go.
All right.
Lucky. Them and me. All right. Thank you.
Greta Van Susteren, everybody. The newest host over at Newsmax TV. They keep growing and growing and growing. You know, Grace Baker, back in the day, my office was literally next door to Greta's staff. Back when we had the housing project offices at Fox News.
Something was growing, all right.
They were so terrible. And I knew that I should have known something was up when they finally got us these lavish offices. And I knew, I'm like, uh-oh, this is not a good sign.
It's oh, my gosh. It was like going to, your Last Supper before they sent you off.
Yeah, that was it. That was it. All right, we got to take a break here, folks. 844-747-8868. Toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah. Much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
By the way, heading out next month, month after next, I'm driving through Winston-Salem, North Carolina, and I do need Grace Baker. We're going to need some help here because I want some good restaurant recommendations.
I've got my pen and paper out.
So if you're listening to us on WSJS in Winston-Salem, you guys need to let me know where I need to go to have a meal. And if anybody says Olive Garden, they're banned from the show. Grace, we've got to have a good local.
Come on, local guys, local.
I'm always looking for a great burger and a great chili dog. And a I know where I'm going to get good biscuits. That's Biscuitville.
There you go.
We got to get them as a sponsor. We sing their praises.
I mean, you have a book with biscuit in the title.
True. Our daily biscuit.
Come on.
Mm-hmm. I should at least get a discount.
Yeah.
All right, 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. Let's go to Memphis, Tennessee. Bob on KWAM. Hey, Bob, what's up?
Hey, I'm calling in to call in support for our homeboy, Joey Solopek.
The meteorologist.
Yes. I've met him several times. He's as good of a person as you could ever meet. And you can tell it by all the response that he's getting from his hometown folks. And all this cancel culture is just a bunch of trolls on there trying to gin up a conflict between the different families of these stations and everything. So anyway, we need to flip the cancel culture on its head and attack them with some of the tactics that they hit us with. We need to boycott the station to show them so their ratings drop and devalue that new acquisition that they have. There's probably some contingencies in there on certain things staying a certain way based on an earnout of some sort. So we need to start pounding that phone number and wearing those folks out and turn the TV off and switch channels on these folks.
Bob, I think these are great ideas that you have, and we actually have the phone number of the TV station on our live show blog. Also, we've got information about the new owners. It's sort of a weird conglomeration, but Apollo is now a majority stakeholder in the Cox TV world. We're posting that information there for you as well. I think Gigi, listening to us in Memphis, and her colleagues were wanting that info. Bob, God bless you. You keep listening to KWAM. They're going to be fighting for you every single day. All right, if lines are open, and I do need a good restaurant recommendation in Winston-Salem. I really do. 844-747-8868. Congressman Scott Perry coming up next.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Oh, wow.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
All right, folks, let's get right to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Honored to have with us from the great state of Pennsylvania, Congressman Scott Perry, Chairman of the House Freedom Caucus. Congressman, hope you're doing good today.
Well, it's hard to do great with watching the left burn down our country, but I'm doing the best I can under the circumstances, Todd.
Well, and I got to tell you, your colleagues in the Senate on the Republican side are not being very helpful to us in stopping that from happening. I want to get you to weigh in real quick on two items. First of all, this gun control legislation, 14 Republican senators signing on with the Democrats. Your reaction to that?
I don't know how you can take an oath to uphold, defend the Constitution, and then vote to take away people's rights to due process. I'm not really sure how they square that, but I won't be squaring it. I can tell you that. I won't be supporting anything like that. Once again, we want to disarm law-abiding citizens and allow the criminal element just to continue. And I remind everybody that while we're all horrified, quite honestly, unfortunately, on a daily basis from things that are happening around the country, especially in the major cities, the Democrat and the left-run cities, the solution is not to disarm law-abiding citizens. The solution is not to just walk away from our constitutional rights that enshrine what the good Lord has given us. And so, when someone goes into a school and shoots the place up, or when someone shoots another person and kills them, there are multiple felonies happening there. They already know it's against the law. I suppose, unfortunately, that they're not interested in following the law. And so adding another law, which they won't follow, seems hardly to be a solution to me.
Congressman, the gun laws that are currently on the books, are those sufficient? Do we need any other laws? Are we good with what we've got?
If we would enforce what we'd have, we'd go a lot further than what we are now. But, of course, you have the absolutely soft-on-crime left right now that's letting criminals literally out of jail or refusing to prosecute them. So that's certainly not helpful. And then we have other provisions of law that that are just being ignored. Most states have what's called something like a Baker provision or a Baker law regarding mental health, but it requires you to take action. And of course, in these times where you got to be careful what pronoun you use, people are reluctant to call out somebody that they think has a significant mental illness challenge that might be a danger to themselves or the rest of society. And so these people that are in that circumstance are allowed to wander about freely and commit mayhem. These laws are on the books now, but once again, if you're not willing to enforce them, they have little or no effect.
On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, Congressman Scott Perry, Chairman of the House Freedom Caucus, Senator John Cornyn is leading the charge here for the Republicans. Afterwards, he made a quip about amnesty being next. We now know a statement coming out just a few moments ago from his office. He says that was a joke. Congressman, did you find that joke very funny?
No, I don't find the joke. I don't find any of it to be a joke when we know that, I don't know, between 2 and 8,000 people are illegally crossing our border on a daily basis, including the very worst criminals from other countries that are disgorging their criminal population into the United States. So I don't find it to be a joke when we have 107,000 poisoning fentanyl deaths in the last year. And, of course, we're on track to just continue at record levels this year. You know, American sovereignty and the rule of law, the laws that a law-abiding citizens have to live under and choose to abide by, is an important concept. And to make light of it, especially in the state of Texas, especially with what else he's currently involved in, I think is a very, very bad sign. And it's in really poor form. I understand we're all human. We've all said things that we wish we wouldn't have. But I fail to see how he doesn't accept the gravity of the situation, especially with the reception he just recently received in his own home state.
Yeah, I'm with you, Congressman. I mean, very disturbing, these kinds of comments, and especially with what's happening at the border. I mean, we have a full-blown invasion underway, and that tells me that Senator Cornyn does not take this very seriously.
Well, it sure seems he doesn't, and I know it's frustrating. We can't stop the administration from failing to faithfully execute the laws as the Constitution provides, but you do wonder if statements like that are made, is there a realistic endeavor or interest in doing what the legislature can do, which is stopping the funding to the administration on a whole host of levels and to try to bring them to heel to at least follow the law. And of course, some would consider these things impeachable offenses. But if you're not even willing to vote to rein them in financially, are you willing to, it leads one to believe that you really wouldn't be willing to vote to hold someone like the chief executive or in particular case, Secretary Mayorkas, to hold them accountable for the laws that they fail to faithfully execute. And I would say in the strictest sense are not only breaking, but are actively discouraging the following of U.S. law, which in itself is a crime of omission, if not one of commission. If you're not willing to do these things, these are serious things, and I'm not sure that you're in the right place for your constituents, to be sure.
Congressman, real quick here, and I appreciate your time today. I want to go back to this gun issue. And again, the whole point of my greatest concern out of all of this was the red flag law component, because that is the Trojan horse to getting guns away from law-abiding citizens. A case in point, this report coming out of KSAT television in Texas, Uvalde, where one of the teachers who was killed, her husband, who happens to be a police officer for the school district, was on the scene, and he was detained, and they took his gun away from him and escorted him off of the scene. This is a man who could have actually done something to save people, and they disarmed a law-abiding man who was supposed to be armed in the first place.
Here again, disarming the law-abiding and allowing the law not abiding to arm themselves to the teeth and then have their way over a hapless, helpless, and defenseless society. Again, we don't know everything that transpired at Uvalde. We're hearing more reports, including at least today, of very disturbing information, and to be following up with legislation that will change dramatically the face of freedom in America seems to be a knee-jerk reaction. And we need, you know, there's a reason why senators serve six-year terms. It's because they're not supposed to be swayed by the gravity and the emotions of the moment. They are supposed to look very thoughtfully at any policy changes, and it doesn't appear that is the case on this occasion. Very, very concerning to all Americans who want to have their rights restored and upheld. And we're not headed in that direction right now. We're going to try and do everything we can in the Freedom Caucus to highlight that this is not where the American people want to be, even though they object to what obviously the horrific events that happened in Uvalde and across the country on a almost a daily basis, and especially in our major cities. But this isn't the answer. The answer is not to disarm law-abiding citizens.
Real quick, before we let you go, Congressman, how would you describe what those Senate Republicans did to law-abiding gun owners?
I don't know how far you can go. Like I said, we each take an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution. And when you're stripping somebody away, understand that the red flag law means that your neighbor or somebody that you had a disagreement with at work or somebody that just plain doesn't like you can offer an ex parte, which means you're not present to tell your side of the story, can go to a judge and say, I think this guy's a danger. And the first thing they do is confiscate your weapons and then talk to you about it later. That's not due process, and we have a right to due process in this country. Just because you're accused doesn't mean you're guilty, and they're essentially just turning that on its head. And I just wonder if they've forgotten their oath, if they've forgotten what the Constitution says, or how they've tried to rationalize that this is the right thing. I can't get into their hearts and minds, but it sure seems pretty obvious to me that this is not what they signed up for and not what their voters asked them to do when they put their trust in them.
All right, Congressman, we're going to leave it there. We appreciate your frankness. We appreciate you standing up for freedom and liberty and defending our great Constitution. And let's just hope those Senate Republicans get it together. Thank you, Congressman.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Todd. Have a great day. God bless you.
All right, you do as well. It's befuddling, and you can hear the frustration. By the way, Steve Scalise, Congressman Scalise, says they are whipping Republicans in the House to fight against us, but they don't have the numbers. They just don't have the numbers. 844-747-8868. You know what? I want to go to the phones real quick. We have Bev in Eads, Tennessee, listening to us on KWAM. A lot of KWAM listeners today. Bev, welcome to the program. What's on your mind?
Hi, I was calling about the Joey Zolopek.
Yes, the weather guy, yes.
Yes, and I want to say something about what the congressman just said. He mentioned due process. Joey is not getting due process. I thought that was every citizen's right. But what I called about was to say that I've known Joey, and I know that he would not have said anything racist, but I have no idea where the term knuckle-dragging was determined to be racist. Is there anyone out there that can explain that to us and when it became racist? And I will say this because I actually facilitated diversity for a number of years at a Fortune 500 company, and I did a lot of contract work. I never once heard that term mentioned, not one time.
Yeah, Bev, I've always wondered about that. Is there some sort of a company? Is it a nonprofit? And do they sit around and just decide, okay, moving forward, you know, this word is racist. You can't say this word or that word. If you're a white person, you can't say anything about fried chicken or collard greens. And honestly, Bev, I have seen that where, you know, for example, in Nashville, there is what is the name of it? Lipscomb University. The president of Lipscomb University came under fire because he hosted minority students, and his wife decorated the dining room table with cotton balls that she got from I don't know, one of the Pier One imports or whatever. So the question is, you're right, and it's a great question: who gets to determine what is and what is not racist?
And do they put out a book? And I will say,
that's a good
most
question.
Of the people that I know of all races would want us to come together during this training.
Yeah.
They wanted people to come together. It wasn't a thing to divide people. It's the minority few that are deciding this and dividing everyone. I mean, we can't say because everyone that's African-American believes this way, everyone that's white believes this way, everyone that's Asian. And I'm sure there's offensive terms to every single race out there that may be unwritten. So if we had a book to go by, it would be very helpful so that we would not offend someone accidentally.
Bev, I think this is a great idea. And because, you know, I am white, I'm conservative, I'm a Baptist, and I'm from the South, so I trigger people just walking into a room. So you're right. This would be very helpful. Maybe a pocket guide so you could just scroll down. Bev, I like the way you think here.
Just like when you go to international and travel internationally, you have to know what things mean or you can end up in some big trouble.
I love it. See, Bev, somebody called me a cracker once, and I said, I don't like that term. I said, I prefer saltine American.
Exactly. So. Exactly. But, I mean, you didn't get all in uproar.
And no, no.
Think about it. We are going
I've been called worse. All right, Bev, you know, you made the right choice by listening to KWAM, the Mighty 990. I can promise you they're going to be fighting for you every day in Memphis, Tennessee.
Well, thank you. We love listening to you. Keep it up.
All right, Bev, take care now. I like Bev. I hope she gives us a call back. She makes a lot of sense. We got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. Have you made the switch to Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier? I love these guys. Folks, they stand up for freedom and liberty in America, and that's why I am so glad to be a partner with Patriot Mobile. By the way, they've got great nationwide coverage. They have plans to fit any budget. If you're a veteran or a first responder, they're going to give you an even better discount, bigger discount. All you need to do to get information is go to PatriotMobile.com/Todd. That's PatriotMobile.com/Todd. And if you use my promo code Todd, you're going to get free premier activation and an additional discount. That's PatriotMobile.com/Todd, or give them a call, 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. So the Supreme Court is going to be dropping rulings on Thursday and Friday. Normally, they just do it one day, but they're going to be dropping some rulings, some decisions on Friday. For your planning, I will be in the anchor chair for the rest of the week. So normally on this in the summer times, you know, I don't like taking a full week off. I'm just like that. So I just take off on Fridays during the summertime. But because of what could be happening, we are going to be here and we will be providing you live analysis if, in fact, the Roe v. Wade ruling is overturned or if the justices were swayed by the mob. All right, let's go to the phones here, 844-747-8868. Let's go to Patty in North Carolina, WSIC, our great affiliate there. Hi, Patty, what's up?
Hey, Todd. Oh, I my blood is boiling. Not only that, I mean, I live alone with my daughter. She's 40, but, you know, she works. I'm here a lot, but in the area where we live is very rural. Everybody carries here. And when I seen that Tom Tillis and Richard Burr were on was one of the 14, I called Raleigh so quick, and I told him, I didn't speak to anybody, but I said, you're done. I voted for you twice. No more votes for you, buddy.
That's it for you.
That's it.
Patty, I suspect you're not the only one. I want to bring in Tim from North Carolina on the talk station, a few miles away from you, Patty. Tim, what say you? I mean, Patty's right. Your two senators voted for this.
Oh, absolutely. And I want to echo Patty's concern and outrage. And I've already called. And, of course, I did get to talk to one person. He mostly listened. But, yeah, I'm calling today to apologize to the country for our senators. Yeah, absolutely. Because, and Patty knows this, old Burr there, you know, I called him a long time ago. He got the nickname Mr. the Invisible Man. I mean, you never heard from him. He never really did anything. He never advanced legislation. But see, he was very safe because he's on the way out. He's not mm-hmm. returning. And so he was very safe. And I let him know. I said, look, I know they got their marching orders. I know they figured that all out. Tillis just got reelected. We got 6 years to forget. So they figured, oh, yeah, this is a pretty good move here. Well, I already told him. I said, I'm done. Just like Patty. Mm-hmm. I said, I'm done. I'm never voting mm-hmm. for you again. And I will absolutely send money to anyone who will challenge you in the primary.
Well, Patty and Tim, the music, we're coming up against the hard break here. So you guys have to call back in. And thank you for listening to us. You don't need to apologize. Your senators do. We know that there are good, good, God-fearing, gun-toting patriots there in North Carolina. So you guys hang tight. Hey, if you're on hold, we're getting to you. Joe and LJ, RJ in Georgia. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. We'll be right back, America.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me.
But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
At this moment, the Senate is voting to advance a so-called gun control bill that is, in fact, a law that would allow police to confiscate firearms unconstitutionally and legally from American citizens who have not been charged, much less convicted of a crime. Now, many Republican senators, such as Joni Ernst and Shelley Moore Caputo, are reportedly voting yes on the bill. It's hard to believe that's true, but apparently it is. Senator John Cornyn, the lead Republican negotiator who has gone far left in recent years, is currently celebrating on the Senate floor because, again, only Ukrainians are allowed to have guns. Cornyn was just seen shaking hands with Chuck Schumer, his close friend. Is he representing the voters of Texas? No. But apparently John Cornyn isn't just stopping with guns. He has his sights now on immigration. Cornyn was just seen smiling while speaking to Democratic Senator Alex Padilla, saying, quote, first guns, now it's immigration. Has there ever been a greater, more brazen sellout of any group of voters than what Republican Senators Mitch McConnell, John Cornyn, and the rest are doing right now? Talk about a subversion of democracy. If they keep this up, the system will collapse. You have to represent the interests of your voters. That's why you're there.
And Tucker Carlson is absolutely right. And, of course, so we have all 14 Republican senators named and shamed over on the website. So you can find that information at toddstarnes.com. Welcome to hour three of the program. I want to go right to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Great to have with us our good friend from the Buckeye State, Congressman Jim Jordan. Congressman, welcome. Hello, Congressman.
Yeah, how are you?
Good to have you with us, Congressman. Real quick, before we get into the Stephen Colbert story, I want to get your reaction to the decision last night by 14 Republican senators to, quite frankly, betray American gun owners.
Yeah, totally wrong, 100% against it. I hope this thing, you know, doesn't happen. But I think you're right in the way you portray it. I mean, tell me these guys are leaving. You talk to your voters about standing up for the Second Amendment. You get in office, and now when you're heading out the door, you decide to do something different and go against the very voters who gave you the opportunity to serve in the United States Senate. So this thing is bad. It's wrong. It's an attack on the Second Amendment. And of course, the scary thing is this red flag concept is so harmful to how our country is supposed to work. Someone doesn't like you, they can go report you to a federal judge, go report you to law enforcement. There's a hearing. You've not been charged with the crime. You're not allowed to be at that hearing. You have no lawyer at that hearing, and they can take away your property and, more importantly, take away your Second Amendment liberties. And then you have to go to a subsequent hearing and get those rights back and get your property back. And the standard of proof goes from the government having to prove beyond a reasonable doubt to a clear and convincing standard. That is how bad this is. And the idea that we're going to bribe states with money to put in place that kind of law, which violates due process, violates Second Amendment rights, is as wrong as it gets.
No, you're absolutely right there. And Congressman, I know that you have fired off a letter to the chief of the Capitol Police wanting to get information on this, what some are calling an insurrection by Stephen Colbert. Seven of his staff members were arrested in the Longworth House office building. I know you want to laugh, but the fact of the matter is they are accused of doing exactly what many of the January 6 people were accused of doing.
Yeah, it's once again the double standard that, you know, one set of rules for the elites and for the lefties and a different set of rules for us regular Americans. So I think the big takeaway here, though, is I said this the other day, I think the big takeaway is I thought the January 6th committee was supposed to be the most important committee in the history of the Republic. the most solemn, serious investigation ever conducted by anyone in the annals of American history. And yet at the same time, those same people who are on that committee, the Democrats, are letting in the comedy crew from the Colbert Show. I mean, so you sort of can't have it both ways, but they try to have it both ways. They can accuse us. They accused a colleague of ours, Barry Lauermuch, of doing a reconnaissance tour. The Capitol Hill chief of police did an investigation. He sent back a letter and said there was nothing wrong, nothing suspicious. We train our people to look for surveillance and reconnaissance. There was nothing of the sort, complete exoneration. And what the January 6th committee said, well, no, we still think he did it. Like, they're lying. So this is the part that frustrates Americans, I think, so much.
Congressman, what are you looking for? I mean, you've sent this letter. What kind of information are you in search of?
Who they were, how long they were here, where's the mugshots? Let's see the actual video. Let's see it all. Let's see the same evidence that the Capitol Hill police saw, that the Capitol Police has, that compelled them to detain these people, arrest these people. We want to see all the evidence. We want to see what it looks like. After all, you know, that's the kind of stuff they tried to do to Barry Loudermilk. And when we got to see that evidence, we found out that Barry Loudermilk had not done anything of the sort that they accused him of doing.
Yeah, but you didn't see those headlines border to border, no. Coast to coast, did you?
No, not at all. Not at all, which is, again, how the main... That's why we're so thankful for you and your show and other shows like yours, because you guys get the truth out there when the mainstream press doesn't.
And you know, Congressman, it's also, you know, a lot of people may not be aware that a lot of these people who were arrested for 1-6 were literally invited into the Capitol. The police officer stepped aside.
Yep.
And we're not talking about the folks doing violent stuff. We're talking about good law-abiding American citizens. And many of those people are still in jail being held without bond. We need to know. We can't forget those people.
No, and we can't forget the FBI agents who come to us as whistleblowers and told us that they're being... They've lost their security clearance simply because on their day off, on January 6th, them and their spouse, they went to the Trump rally, didn't go in the Capitol, haven't been charged with a crime, haven't been investigated whatsoever, but they've lost their security clearance simply for going to a rally, exercising their First Amendment rights to assemble and exercise free speech. So we need to remember those individuals as well.
We are focused on the midterm elections, and it's just a reminder every single day when you look at the economy, it's going to get worse. We know that. That's what the experts are telling us. Farmers are telling us to prepare for food shortages. What are you hearing, Congressman? How bad is it going to get between now and Election Day?
Well, we certainly hope we can avoid a recession, and I hope we can. But I got to tell you that this administration hasn't done one thing right. Literally, I cannot point to one thing they've done right, one thing that's been beneficial for our country, beneficial for families, beneficial for working class, middle class families across this great country. I don't know of one thing. We went from a secure border to chaos. We went from safe streets to record crime. We went from energy independence to $5 and $6 gas. We went from stable prices to a 41-year high inflation. We've seen what's happened in foreign policy with Afghanistan, and I haven't even got into the attacks on our First Amendment. And we've already talked about the attacks on our Second Amendment rights. So they haven't done one thing right. The only way you're going to be able to stop this stuff is elect Republicans in the midterms. And then we can hopefully hold Biden to a stalemate on a lot of this and begin to move things back in the right direction. But I am very nervous about where we're headed.
All right. Well, Congressman, we're going to leave it there. Always good hearing from you, and stay cool this summer.
We will. You too. Thanks.
All right. Congressman Jim Jordan, everybody, on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. And it is going to be concerning. Look, I still have hope. We're going to be able to make it through this, but it's just going to be tough. We're going to have to tighten up our belts. There are going to be food shortages. Jobs are going to be scarce. It's going to be a long haul. And many of you are already feeling the pain. We have seen that at the gas pump. We've seen it at the grocery store. No doubt about it. But we're just going to have to keep fighting every single day. 844-747-8868. President Biden, by the way, unveiled an item. And I'm not sure if he meant to let this out of the bag, but he did. He was asked a question by reporters about money for, of all things, the China virus. Cut number two, please.
I know you're looking for more money from Congress for this vaccine campaign and for COVID funding going into the fall. How much of the supply of vaccines for these small children Is there, and how many of the nation's kids will you be able to get vaccinated before you need more money from Congress?
Well, we'll get through at least this year. We do need more money, but we don't just need more money for vaccines for children eventually. We need more money to plan for the second pandemic. There's going to be another pandemic. We have to think ahead. And that's not something the last outfit did very well. That's something we've been doing for fairly well. That's why we need the money.
Did you hear what he said? There's going to be a second pandemic. Now, can we just talk for a moment, just briefly, and we're going to get to the phones here, so hang tight. Can we talk just for a moment about the China virus? Now, when you go back to the early days of this virus, of the pandemic, there was a narrative, and the mainstream media, the government, the CDC, everybody was advancing this narrative. They told us the hospitals were filled to overflowing when, in fact, they were not. I provided the video evidence, and they said, oh, this is a conspiracy theorist. They told us that the masks would keep everybody safe. Turns out they did not. They told us that the vaccine was perfectly safe for young people, and now we have a record number, unprecedented number of young, very healthy, vibrant young people literally dropping dead. And they're telling us it's all a coincidence. So here's the problem in Washington, D.C. right now. They don't have any intelligent people in the White House press corps. They just got kids right out of college. They don't know anything. They just got out of college. They've got no context. I mean, back in the day, we used to have, you know, 40, 50, 60-year-old men and women in the White House press corps. And they were there because they worked their way to the top. They had life experience. They had seen other political issues come and go. They had context. But now you just have a bunch of stupid college kids who want to get a selfie with the president. And they don't know anything. Because had somebody been there with an ounce of common sense, if they had just had the sense the good Lord gave a goose, they would have said, well, wait a second, Mr. President. What do you mean by that? What do you mean second pandemic? What's going on there? Now, they're probably going to come out and walk this back. But I don't think the president is making this up. I think they are plotting a second pandemic. And I would say this. I know they're telling us, well, you know, it's all a coincidence. Yeah, it's just a coincidence that all the kids are getting the shot and then they're dropping dead. It's a coincidence that Justin Bieber got vaccinated and now half his face is paralyzed. It's just a coincidence, all these things. And they're going to say the same thing come the midterm elections when, guess what? The second pandemic is going to hit probably in September, probably October. And what's going to happen? You're going to get every single precinct house shut down and we're going to have to vote by mail. You watch and see how this is going to play out. And then they're going to stand before the cameras and say, well, you know, it's just a coincidence. It's just a coincidence. You watch. You pay attention, America. All right, let's go to our good friend, Ella J., Georgia. Joe on the line. Joe, big primary day yesterday for you guys.
Todd, great show. Yes, it was, and we had a very interesting result. A doctor named Dr. Rich McCormick had a super victory. Dr. McCormick is a doctor. He's a Marine. He's got his master's degree in business from Georgia Tech. He's just a great American, and he won a huge victory over Trump-supported Jake Evans. Jake had Trump behind him. He had Gingrich. He had he had just a lot of Pompeo, and yet Dr. McCormick won. And what's interesting about this, Todd, this is a great story. I think it'll be a movie. Todd, Ron Goodbub, he's the campaign manager, he had COVID about 2 years ago when Dr. McCormick saved his life. And now yesterday, Ron Goodbub led the way for a huge victory for Dr. McCormick. So I think that would be a movie. And anyway, and also, here's the good news for you. Pulling Republicans together, both Rich and Goodbub are going to lead the way for Brian Kemp for governor and Herschel Walker for Senate. So I am real excited that the whole party's coming together, and they're going to work very hard, as I am too, to elect both Herschel Walker and and Governor Kemp, because reelect him, because that's the most important election in America, to beat Abrams. And then if we beat Warnock, that will give us control of the Senate. So I'm really fired up, and I wanted to share that
all right.
with you.
Joe, appreciate you doing that. We got to take a quick break here, but I appreciate you calling in and give us an update there in Georgia. What a mess some of those races are, by the way. All right, 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Oh, wow.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
There's a new survey out. This is from the University of New Hampshire. And not good news for President Trump in New Hampshire. This brand new polling data out. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is leading President Trump in New Hampshire. If the if there was a primary today, DeSantis would beat Trump 50% to 43%. So this this information out there, just this poll just released. Also, DeSantis says that he's not going to be seeking Trump's endorsement. Look, if here's the deal, folks. If Trump wants the nomination, he's going to get it. But if he doesn't, well, then DeSantis is in a pretty good spot, and he wants to keep his powder dry because he's going to want that endorsement from Trump if, in fact, Trump decides not to run. All right, let's get to the phones here, 844-747-8868. Let's go to Memphis, Tennessee. JC on the line, KWAM, our flagship station there. Hi, JC, how are you today?
Oh, hey, I'm so glad to be able to stay on hold. I just want to continue to, like your conversation, people who don't have sense, God gave a goose.
That would be
here
correct.
In Memphis, do what?
That would be correct. Go ahead, JC.
Well, Fox 13 here in Memphis don't have sense. God gave a goose. They've taken a beloved weatherman off the air for, you know, saying something about a race that he didn't even say, that nobody even thinks is a bad word. And, I don't know what to say. They just don't have sense. God gave a goose.
Well, JC, one of the challenges is that when the cancel culture mob comes after you, there's normally nobody there to defend you. And I can tell you that in Memphis, KWAM, our flagship station, they're going to be fighting for Joey, and they're going to be holding Fox 13 accountable, the parent company, which is apparently Apollo. We've got all that information on our live show blog. But, you know, we're going to be holding these people. Yeah, we're going to be holding them accountable. It's a weird kind of a fusion between Apollo and Cox. So,
well, Joey Sulepec has support on social media.
Yes, he does.
In the Memphis market, he has a lot of support from white people and black people, and I hate what they're doing to him.
It's appalling, JC, and it's imperative that all of us stand together. Even if you've got 25 or 50 people marching outside Fox 13 headquarters, that's going to make a statement. But when you've got a full radio station and really a national radio show, I mean, we're broadcasting in 135 cities, those are a lot of people. And I think that we'll be able to use those people to try and sway, try to encourage Fox 13 to do the right thing, JC.
I think we definitely will, and I will keep listening to the Mighty 990 in Memphis.
All right, you go, girl. All right, I like that. All right, thanks, JC. Appreciate the call. So, Grace, tell me not to say go, girl, anymore, please. Sorry, I just slipped out.
Never again, please.
Thank you. My apologies. I should have caught myself. All right, Kamala Harris is turning on Joe Biden. We have some very interesting information coming out of the White House. Intrigue, castle intrigue. We're going to get into that. Do you pledge allegiance to the Afro-American flag? Do you, ladies and gentlemen? We're gonna play some audio when we come back. It's mind-blowing. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park.
I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Oh, wow.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
Got a question for you. So this Juneteenth celebration we just had, and it's hard to keep up with all the holidays in June. Who would have thought? I mean, you know, you got Juneteenth, you got Father's Day, you got
my birthday, Doug.
Oh, your birthday. Oh, Pride Month. I almost forgot that. You can't forget that.
No, first day of summer.
They will. First day of summer. I think it's National Cupcake Day a few days ago.
I think today's National Kissing Day.
Okay, we're going to pass on that. So there's just a lot of stuff going on. But I'm
a lot to keep track of.
Yes, and I'm curious if you guys, celebrating Juneteenth, a teacher was captured on video, and we have this video up at toddstearns.com. She was captured asking the children in the class to raise their fist in the air and pledge allegiance to the, well, just take a listen.
Fist up. On the count of three. One, two, three. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the Afro-American people. Under God, I will protect freedom, seek peace, honor our ancestors, and encourage and support the development and prosperity of people of African descent. You may be seated.
Just a question. What's wrong with the current Pledge of Allegiance? It seemed to me that pledge covers everybody, right? And what's wrong with the red, white, and blue? That flag, I know they've got their own flag. Everybody's got their own flag. What's wrong with the American flag, the red, white, and blue? Seems to me that under that flag, we're united. Under the pledge, we are united. But everybody's going to have their own version? Every people group is going to have a pledge? The kids are never going to learn anything. I wonder if you have to pledge allegiance to the rainbow. What is the rainbow flag? Maybe, Grace, we should come up with our own pledge of allegiance. Unbelievable. 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. Let's go to North Carolina. Keith on the talk station, a little fired up over his senators. Hi, Keith. What's up?
Well, you know, I haven't even had a chance to vote for him yet because I just moved here and re-registered here. But I did call both of them up, and I didn't get a person, but I got an answering machine, and I let them know that I, for one, did not appreciate them taking it upon themselves to think they had the authority to go to Washington and rewrite the Constitution and take away my rights.
It's really sad what's happening in North Carolina, Keith. I mean, you guys are a pretty conservative state, but unfortunately, so many people have moved in from out of state that they have literally changed the political nature and makeup of North Carolina.
Yes, sir. But I have another question, though, that hadn't even been addressed. I wonder what the procedure is going to be. Assume that they come in, they take your weapons. What's the procedure going to be to get them back? Because it's a civil proceeding. The criminal rules will not apply, and if it's anything like civil forfeiture laws, it'll be up to the person that whose guns were taken to prove that they have a right to keep those guns. The burden of proof because it's a forfeiture law. Now, I'm just guessing it's what it's going to be. We haven't seen it yet. You know, they hadn't even read it yet. They just voted for something. And that's what worries me, because I used to practice law, and I had people that would have their guns seized, and I won't use the word I was about to say, but it's a great difficulty to get them back.
It's a long process, and Keith, I'm with you on this. I mean, that's my only concern out of all of this, not to mention that none of the legislation would have stopped any of these mass shootings. The issue is, once they take those guns away, it's next to impossible to get them back.
Well, what if you have a weapon that you have bought from someone, and they had bought it from someone who bought it from someone else, and you have no idea. You don't have a record of the serial number through all the things that they came through. It was just a casual purchase between friends.
Try this one out, Keith. Try this one out. You've got a lot of military personnel, a lot of veterans coming back from serving in war. Many of them were injured. These are heroes. And some of them are suffering from PTSD. Their guns could be taken away.
Easily. I mean, that's going to be a problem. Taking them in the first place is the first problem. But if they say due process has occurred when you go back to court to get them back, now it says life, liberty, or property shall not be taken without due process of law. Without means after due process of law, not before. But I've dealt with these court systems before. They read the rules however they want to do it. And that's my biggest fear with all of this.
All right, Keith, appreciate the call. Let's go to Ohio, Nathan. Nathan, what's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. I just actually had a question for all these lawmakers, for the president, for everyone who passed this gun bill. I just want to know, I would love for one of them to come onto your show and want to know if they can guarantee that since this bill has been passed and once it's signed into law, if they can guarantee there will never be another gun-related crime or another mass shooting.
I think that's, wow. Nathan, that's brilliant. It's a great point. But you know what's going to happen. They're going to pass all these laws. There's going to be another mass shooting. They're going to have to pass even more laws. And eventually, they're just going to outlaw guns. That's all. That's where this road leads to. They're going to disarm the American people.
Exactly. And also, you know, let's turn the red flag on them. You know what? I'm a little concerned about the lawmakers and about their Secret Service. So does that mean the red flag applies to all of them and those guns get taken away, too?
It's a great point. Nathan, thanks for the call. Nathan speaks the truth here. Hey, I got to share this story with you. Dick Morris, and he's a regular on Newsmax, used to be Bill Clinton's guy back in the day, and he's kind of back and forth on conservative, liberal, whatever. But the guy's got great sources, impeccable sources in our nation's capital. And Dick Morris is saying that there is tension between Biden and Kamala Harris, and it's been heating up. And that's one of the reasons why you've been seeing some of these ugly reports coming out, you know, for example, during Don Lemon's show, where Don Lemon was questioning whether or not Biden has the mental capacity to do the job. So it turns out, according to Dick Morris, that Biden's aides are leaking stories blasting Harris because they're concerned she's going to try and invoke the 25th Amendment and remove Biden from office. Now, the information we're getting from our sources matches up with what Morris is saying about Biden's mental capacity being greatly diminished. And the sources he's got, they say that it's getting worse, that the dementia is becoming more noticeable. It's harder to control. It's harder to camouflage. And Dick Morris says, quote, I believe there may be a move coming to invoke the 25th Amendment against Biden and replace him with Harris. Now, I want you to think about this. I'm not saying this is inevitable, but if the Democrats are looking to shake things up as we get closer to the midterms, what better way to do that than to have Biden leave office? Kamala Harris comes in. She puts, I don't know, Buttigieg in as VP, so you've got the whole identity politics crowd there, and that might possibly motivate people, excuse me, to go and get out the vote. I don't think it's going to work, but I think the Democrats are really scrambling. They're grasping at straws. They've got nothing. They've got nothing. The whole administration's a dumpster fire. So they could possibly try and make this move sometime over the summer. And again, this is why you are starting to see people like Don Lemon. And do not look, this was a big deal for Don Lemon to come out and actually question the White House press secretary about whether or not the president's gone slap crazy nuts. All right, look, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That's our toll free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Oh, I've got to tell you about Greta. She was just on the program a little while ago. Greta Van Susteren now on Newsmax TV. And she is tearing it up, folks. Every night, 6 o'clock, she is sharing real news, no spin, on Newsmax. The Record with Greta Van Susteren. Everybody's talking about this show. By the way, you can listen to our interview. Go back and check out our podcast. You need to watch Newsmax. Find out why millions of people are making the switch. They love the programming. By the way, I'm on every Thursday afternoon, so you got to watch me as well. If you want information on Greta Van Susteren, all you need to do is get out your smartphone and text the word Greta to 39747. That's Greta to 39747. Folks, make the switch to Newsmax today. It really is real news for real people.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Wow.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Todd Stearns radio program, broadcasting for intelligent conservatives across the country. We're trying to convert as many leftists as possible around the nation. We really are. So if you know a liberal, perhaps someone in your family, get them to listen to the program. Get them to call into the show, and we can actually convert them on air. We can. It's part of a public service we do here on the program. By the way, if you haven't done so, you need to check out the Todd Stearns Show store. We have great products there, some T-shirts, ball caps, all of my books, including the new one, Our Daily Biscuit Devotions with a Drawl. I'd love to sign a copy for you at toddstearns.com. President Trump now weighing in on what the Republicans did. He said the deal on gun control being structured and pushed in the Senate by the radical left Democrats with the help of Mitch McConnell, Rhino Senator John Cornyn of Texas, and others will go down in history as the first step in the movement to take your guns away. Republicans, be careful what you wish for. And the president, as has been true from day one, is always correct. By the way, if you don't follow us on Instagram, you should. We posted a photograph yesterday, got to visit with the president and when he was in Memphis, Tennessee, and had a good visit with him, and you should follow us on the Instagram. All right, let's go to the phones here, 844-747-8868. David in Arkansas, what's on your mind?
Yes, I've been calling my senators this morning, bright and early. Senator Cotton came out with a pretty strong statement about this bill against it. And, of course, when you call Bozeman, he's more wishy-washy than a washing machine. And I didn't vote for him in the primary. But anyway, his spokesman wouldn't give me an answer, yay or nay, how he was going to vote. And I did call McConnell's office as well, and that went nowhere as well. They took my name and number and said, thank you for your call. That was it.
And David, you're doing the right thing. I know it takes a little bit of time, but to call their offices and give your opinion, that matters. I mean, they do take down the information, so you are making a difference. And folks, I know, like, for example, here in Tennessee, we've got two great pro-Second Amendment senators, Marsha Blackburn, Bill Hagerty. So what we need to be doing, all you Tennessee folks, you need to be calling the North Carolina senators. And we've got folks, we just have to put pressure on these folks. They have got to do the right thing. All right, David, God bless you, and thank you for listening. Grace Baker, is this real audio? You're not pulling a fast one on me.
No, I did not make this up. You can thank Libs of TikTok for this one.
So Libs of TikTok have, they've discovered some audio. Now, you know, Juneteenth and BLM and all this kind of stuff. So set the stage for us. What is this? What are they describing here?
So, you know, it's that time of year, as this woman describes, where white people like to go get a tan. I mean, I like to go get a tan. Who doesn't like to get a little sun? You don't look pale as a ghost.
What does the Bible say about that? Dark and comely.
Oh, what verse is that? I'm not even going to ask.
It's in the Old Testament.
Okay.
Look it up.
Okay. Anyway, But now apparently that's racist.
Hezekiah. I'm just kidding.
Todd, stay focused.
I'm sorry. Sorry about that, Chris.
Anyway, it's that time of year. You want to get a tan, but apparently if you're a white person, that's like a racist thing.
Really?
Yeah.
So we have to live our lives pale?
Like a vampire.
All right, let's listen.
Hey, it's that time of year again where white people can't wait to get really tan. And y Latinos también, bronceaditos, quemaditos. If you're a white person,
wait,
you
what?
Can't wait to get super tan and you can't say Black Lives Matter and you're not an ally and you can't stand for your black, brown, indigenous, people of color, friends, and family, then do everyone a favor and tanning is not for you. So, thank you.
There you go. You heard it from the lady.
Wow. So tanning. So now, so you're telling me that if I, Todd Stearns, want to go out, and, because I actually tan very well in the summertime.
You know,
I
don't burn.
I don't burn.
That's nice.
I bronze. I look good.
Get that golden hour glow.
I look good. It is what it is. So you're telling me, and she started speaking Spanish, and I picked up, I thought she was trying to order a churro and a burrito supreme.
Yeah.
And I lost it from there. So a chalupa?
I didn't slow it down enough to understand. Sorry.
By the way, now is she, so I'm trying to understand, is she Spanish?
No.
Is she from Mexico?
Well, she doesn't look it in the video. You know, I can't speak for her, so but.
She could be from Brazil, maybe Guatemala.
But she looked like, you know, a white blonde girl.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's a
so,
problem.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Oh. I was like, well, was that cultural appropriation?
Oh, big time. Big time.
She didn't look it. Unless she, I don't know, she was wearing some really light foundation makeup that was concealing her skin color. She was not Hispanic.
It was Gigi from Tennessee, KWAM. I like Gigi.
I did too.
She came up with a good idea. She goes, Todd, we need a book, maybe something we can put in our pocket. And it's just an ongoing, you know, updated list of all the things that are racist.
Kind of like how they update, you know, Webster's Dictionary every year or the AP Style Dictionary, or, you know, rules, and you get a copy every year in the mail sent out to all the white people.
So no copper tone, I guess. I guess that's out.
No.
That's out. You see,
I think bronzing lotion racist?
Could be.
Because it gives you like a tint.
Oh, well, definitely then. If it's right, exactly.
You would think.
So, because, you know, they're coming after people. Apparently, this is like a big thing where white people want to, I guess, get perms. So they have curly hair.
Yeah.
They have a white fro. And that's apparently a bad thing. You're not allowed
never
to do that.
Of such a thing.
So, and now you're not allowed to definitely sing along with the music. You're not allowed. There's just a lot, you know, you just can't culturally appropriate.
You can't do the Pledge of Allegiance, Afro Pledge of Allegiance either.
Oh,
no
fist
way.
Up.
That's way
fist
out.
Up.
No,
fist
fisting
up.
Nope.
Nope. No. Thank you, Grace.
Fist down.
Careful.
Just stay down. Do not fist up.
Another story, Grace Baker, from Campus Reform. Speaking of universities, which we weren't talking about, but I need to change the subject. Universities, you know, they were moving the lady products into the men's room, right?
Yes.
And
this happened a while ago.
That was like all the rage, you know, because apparently men need ladies' products in America.
I think they just take them and throw them at each other and have like tampon wars.
Well, you can't say that word. That's lady products.
Sorry. Lady products.
It's the lunch
hour. They throw them at each other.
Yeah, come
on. My bad.
Trying to watch out for our friends in Oregon here. So anyway, now, you know, they've run out. Right.
Yeah,
so
we're having a shortage of lady products, and they're going up in price, and you can't find them anywhere. It's a real problem.
So now the universities are quietly replaced. They're taking the lady products out of the men's room, which are plentiful because
men
don't need them, and they're restocking the ladies.
Besides the not the pillow fights, but the I can't say what I guess the lady product fights. They're just sitting there in a basket.
I need a chalupa. All right. Grace.
Something a little stronger.
Maybe
a margarita.
Maybe a Baptist martini. All right, folks, you get out of there. Have a great day. ToddStearns.com. Hey, the newsletter's coming out soon. We'll see you tomorrow, America.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video.
Good boy!
Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.